כבוד עניין את יומה of Yitzchak Kislev. So the most recent Lubavitcher Rebbe darshened in the beginning of this week's parsha. He asked a very simple question. He's certainly not the first to ask this question. Why did Yosef have to have two dreams? I understand in next week's parsha why Paro had to have two dreams. Yosef says, "Ki nachon advar elokim umahir elokim lasoso." But clearly, in the case of Yosef, it wasn't umahir elokim lasoso. It was many, many decades. It was many years until it happened. So why did Yosef have to have two dreams? So the Abravanella, one of the earlier people who discuss it, Farshim discusses this, he says the two dreams had two subtly different aspects to them. He said the wheat was them bowing down to him, having to do with wheat, with food. And then the stars, sun and the moon and the stars were even the parents coming and bowing down to him, not to do with food, just with his inherent chashivas. And he says that's why Yosef knew the plan had to work it out. First the brothers came, and only the brothers bowed down to him when they came to buy food. Then it was the first dream, and that's why he had to arrange it in such a way that once the first dream came true, he had to make the second dream come true, and that's why he wanted to make sure the whole family came and they bowed down to him because of his etzem malchus. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, though, he darshened it in a much more relevant fashion. And he said, if you examine the difference in Yosef's dream and Paro's dream, you could tell what it means to be a Jew, and what it means to be Paro. He says, Paro's dreams were both about what's coming out of the ground, out of the river, etc., about wheat and about cows, different kinds of food, different sources of wealth, different kinds of gashmias. Yosef's dreams, one was about wheat, very similar to Paro's, and one was about the earth, and one was about the heavens. One was about the heavenly realms, about the heavenly bodies. And he says, that's Yosef had two dreams, because to be a Jew means to have a foot in two worlds. To be Paro, you have both feet firmly implanted in your fields, in your cows, in your economy, in your suddas, in your parties. To be a Jew means to have one foot firmly implanted in the heavens, to be looking to the heavens. But someone who's just in the heavens, who's just in the Shemayim, is not a Jew. Hashem didn't give us the Torah to be just in Shemayim. To be a Jew is someone who has one dream in the heavens and one dream in the fields, in the gashmius of the wheat. Because the tafkid of the Jew is to take the kedusha of the Shemayim and to bring that as well into the wheat and into the meals and to the sudas, into the economy, into the everyday life, and to bring the Shemayim down to the Aretz, to be able to dream about the values of Shemayim as implemented in the most mundane things in the Kaddish, the most mundane things in the Aretz. That's what being a Jew is all about. And then he made another diyuk, he says, by looking at more differences between the way Paro dreamed about wheat and the way Yosef dreamed about wheat, you could see how the Jew is mekayim his tafkid. Paro dreamed the wheat was there. Yosef dreamed v'nei anachnu ma'al me'malum, and we're working with the wheat. Paro dreamed it's there, but I don't have to do anything. Yosef dreamed, no, the point of life is to work. Nothing happens by itself. You don't just have nice intentions and you think nice thoughts and things happen. You have to work in order to be mekadesh the world and to bring the kavod Hashem, the presence of Hashem, and the values of Hashem into this world. And specifically, what kind of work was he doing? Me'almim alumim, meaning he was bundling things together. He says, maybe part of our avoda in this world and how we bring the kedusha down to this world is there's so many different things in this world. There's everything in this world that looks like it doesn't fit. There's everything in this world coming from all different directions, and our job is to bundle it together, to see the unity in this world, that even though the world on the surface, before we get to do our work, the world is scattered all over, there's a little from this direction, a little from that direction, there's good and there's evil, and there's this value and that value, and this philosophy and that philosophy, and this kind of work and that kind of work. It's our job to bundle it all together and see that ultimately it's really all about bringing the process of Geula and about Avodas Hashem, bringing more and more presence of Hashem into this world. And if we go and realize we have to work hard, and we have to find that ultimately there's unity, we just have to tie that together and bring and be miyachid everything for the right purposes, then we can really realize our tafkid, as did Yosef HaTzadik.